Oh my god, this did work.
It is working.
I'm so mad.
What? No, but it's working. I'm still really angry, though. Mad. Okay.
I'm about to, like, freak out.
Okay, so. Take, like,
you wanna know what just 20. Happened?
Take 20 of episode 1 is happening, yeah. And this is the last one.
Yeah, we literally... I'm so angry right now, I could throw my chair, like, out the window. We just did a perfect run, and then we found out it was not even recording. So, my, like, mad levels are so...
Now, it was our fault, so we can't even be mad. There's literally nothing to be mad at except us. So, we're really bad at accepting that.
It was mostly my fault, because I didn't know that's what I was supposed to make a count.
Yeah. So it's okay though, because now we're doing it. We are doing it. This is it. This is the episode, guys. Welcome to episode number 1.
Yeah.
Okay. All
right.
So, but now we also have another story to tell you about the first time we recorded, like when we recorded our intro yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
Technically, it was this morning because it was 1 in the morning. But last night.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was today. So last night when we made our little intro, which is really awful to listen to. I am sorry. But it's
so bad.
But it is because we were logged on to the same account, like it was a Google Doc, basically, and then literally used Google Docs, typed up a script like we were having a full-on conversation, and then recorded our own segments and put them together.
And then added together, yeah.
So we sound like robots, and it doesn't flow, and we're sorry.
Yeah.
That's right. How it started.
But then, right after, we... named everything, did our like category crap, and I made the what's it called, the I always forget what's called, like the
logo,
the picture logo, there we go,
our cute little logo.
The logo. After we did that, I was just about to go to bed, and Emily's like, yo, and she like shows me this thing, and it says like, we could do this and not all of that thing. We spent like 4 hours
on a 2-minute intro.
Yes.
Oh, so angry.
I'm still angry.
And then, but we couldn't even figure out how to do it the right way, apparently, since we literally messed this up so bad. But here we are.
Yeah.
And we're doing it. And this is our,
we're doing it.
Yeah. It's going to go great. So, welcome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I said that like 3 times, but it's okay.
It doesn't matter. That's how we talk anyway. All right.
Okay.
We got to talk about the reason why we named it this, but we also need a background story. So,
yes,
I'm gonna talk about the background story.
Sure.
Okay. So, when was it? It was junior year.
Yes.
In May, and we were supposed to go to this thing as a group, as like a friend group, and something happened. I felt betrayed. We got in a fight. I definitely was betrayed, but it's okay.
She was. It was a whole thing with our past friend group, and
well, anyway, so since like I felt betrayed, I blocked every one of them, and I said like, nope, we're not friends anymore. I blocked Emily as well on everything, every single thing.
I'm not a bad person, guys. It was a whole situation. We're just not going to give the entire rundown of it.
Yeah. so like after 2 days, I wasn't mad, but and like we weren't, I don't know, this is where you tell your part, because I told my part.
Yeah, so after a little bit, we kind of got over it, because she was like, guys, you're my best friends, I can't do this, I can't be mad at you, and we realized that we were being dumb, because we were really close at that time. We had just gotten close in January, because we went on a retreat together, and so we realized we couldn't like not be friends, but there was a very, very, because it was an intense time. Like it really was.
It was such an intense. Like I felt so broken.
Yeah, and like, we did too, because I said I was kind of on the outskirts of it. I didn't 100% understand. I was involved, but I was on like 4 different sides because I'm never really one to pick sides. So I like knew from everyone's perspective. I didn't understand like what was happening. I don't even really remember it, like, to this day, but it was a very intense.
I remember it.
It was a very intense and apparently traumatic time for Olivia.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Like, thank God. Okay. After, like, all of that, and we, like, went to this event, I don't know. Just, we're glad that it did happen. This whole fight happened. Like, it was only, like, the...
It was a few days.
What?
It was a very short fight, but it made it have a really weird tension for a little while. But I don't. Yeah. I think if it wasn't for that like weird tension, I don't think our friendship would be where it is now, because I don't think we would have worked on building it.
No. Yeah. But no, I was saying, never mind. I don't freaking remember. So never mind.
Well, you were talking about how like we like that event that we went
oh,
to.
Oh yeah,
I think that's what you were getting to.
Okay, so I was at the end, like after this fight and everything, and we actually went to the event. I was so grateful that whatever like the problem didn't.
We were grateful that honestly that the whole entire thing happened. There were so many different things to be glad about.
Yeah.
And like, yeah. So we're glad it happened and we're good now.
Mm-hmm.
So basically our friendship started after like our current friendship, how it is, started after an argument, because we actually were best friends in fourth grade and fifth grade. And then, you know, everyone grows apart in middle school because we all had had different classes. So we grew apart, and then January of junior year we got super close, and then that fight. So but we would not, I don't think we would have worked on building our friendship if it hadn't been for that fight. I think we would have been very like still and kind of like not gone anywhere with it. So I'm kind of it's a good thing that it happened. It sucked.
And
but
then
like,
you were talking about how you thought that since that fight happened that we were going to have an awkward time at the mission trip, because
so at that time when we were having our argument, we had just signed up for a mission trip together with our youth group, and I was very worried. I'm a very anxious person, so as soon as I remembered that we were going on a mission trip together, I was like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? We're not best friends right now. We're not going to be then. It's going to be so awkward. It's going to be so much tension. And that luckily we like kind of fixed, we really, really started fixing things the beginning of that summer. So by the time the mission trip came, we were great. And we were closer than we were before we had the argument.
Yeah.
Because I said the first time we hung out, probably just the two of us, we went mini golfing. The beginning, like literally the first day of summer, I'm pretty sure. It was the very, very beginning.
And
and I was still worried that things were going to be awkward, because keep in mind, like, that fight was in May, so, like, there wasn't that much time. It was, like, the beginning of June.
No, exactly.
And we were kind of, like...
That was, like, our little hump.
Yeah.
Like, us going over the
hump. It was. That's exactly what I was thinking, like word for word. Oh, my gosh.
because that was, like, our hump to going to our individual friendship instead of, like, the group.
Yeah, our friendship before was like we were friends because we had mutual friends. Now our mutual friend group was, we were all super close, like me and her, like me and Olivia were very, very close, but we didn't ever hang out just the two of us, because
and we didn't really have, like, obviously, like, best friends have like inside jokes and all that stuff, like there's
nothing like
we
that
didn't have, we didn't have like actual like fluff like in the relationship between us at that time.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, I know. Wow, look at me go.
So, now, okay, that was a little background. And
so since
we want to explain why our podcast is called Car Talks and Coffee Shops, because it has a lot to do with our friendship and, like, where it went after, literally right after this mission trip. Like, not even kidding, like, the day after this mission trip. After we had just finished growing and growing together and growing closer to God and, like, all this stuff. So good. The day after the mission trip. Why don't you talk about that?
Okay, we went to Folklore, right?
Yes,
and we had, like, deep talk. We were there for, like, a million hours.
We got, like, 20 drinks.
Drinking, like, 50 drinks. Spent, like, so much money. And then we went home, like, drove home to my house to drop me off. And on the way, obviously, the way there to my house, we talked. And then we had, like, a really long, like, heart-to-heart deep talk in the car, in my driveway. And I don't know, like, ever since, it stuck.
That's our thing.
That was, like, our thing. Yeah, it was our thing. And, like, before we went to the mission trip, I started going to church, but not, like, so much. Not, like, I was just trying, like, getting there because I was new to that church and everything. But I wasn't going, I don't know, I wasn't going every week.
It was, like, if you really, like, felt like you needed to, I think.
Yeah. And then after the mission trip, like, I would text her on Saturday night and be like, yo, going to church. And then she'd pick me up. And then obviously, like, we're tired. So I would get in the car. We'd have, like, a little talk while, like, Kay loves playing. And then we'd go to church, like, talk on our way, go to church, and then on our way home, we would talk, like, blabbering the whole time, screaming about life, and then we felt, like, rejuvenated
or something. It just, the whole aspect of our friendship, like, once we had that first time in the car, like, that deep conversation, after being at Folklore, like, that's our thing now, like, go to church, like she said, we'll be kind of grumpy, like, we'll literally get in the car, and I guarantee the first thing that we will say is, I'm so tired. And then, I know. And then we go to church, and then as soon as we get in the car, it all flips a switch, and that is when our true, like, friendship comes out. And we don't even say words, we just freak out.
Scream, and, like, but
it's true.
There's so many times, like, we've talked about, like, conversations, like, what is the meaning of life? Like, kinds of, like, conversations like that, and, like, what is, like, how, and, like, how our life's gonna be, and how crazy it's gonna be, and just all this stuff.
Yeah, we do.
And just everything. Like, everything, yeah. And then we stay in the driveway for, like, another hour and stuff, and then, so, yeah, that was, oh, and then the well.
Yes, that is when, so, that's when we took our car talks and our coffee shop love to, like, the next level.
The next
20 levels.
Crazy. So the first night we ever, it is the coffee shop that we go to, like, we're just, that's our designated spot. We just, like, don't try anything else because that is our, like, spot, you know? So the well, or no, I folklore, every Sunday it's closed, but once a month on Sunday, the well happens, and it's a big worship event. We, like, so many different kinds of people come in. That's, like, really the cool part. And it's, like, you just worship the songs. And the band is, like, in the middle of the floor and – or middle of the shop. And you just, like, sing. And it's crazy to see everybody because we're all worshiping. And it's just – I don't know how to explain it. So amazing.
I just thought of this. We didn't even talk about this in the last one. But I think, like, the well itself, like, yeah, obviously it's in a coffee shop, which is why we kind of have that, like, connection to a coffee shop. But it's the first time that we went to the well was in October, I think. And we were obviously, like, by that point, we were, like, super, super close. But I think the well was, like, the first time that we ever experienced each other, like, each other on that level where we were watching each other worship and, like, could see how we each interacted with our faith in that way, I think. And, like,
like, we cried.
Yeah, you cried, like, 7 times the first time we went.
And then after the well, we, like, started spazzing. So, like, you leave the building in the back if you go that way, and there's a whole, like, alleyway, and we're just
screaming. We literally, like, sprinted. I don't think we've ever been that loud. We sprinted down the alley screaming that we were going to fly into the sky, because we literally thought we were going to explode.
And I have the video still. So funny.
Yeah. So we have this, like, we literally have a personal connection to coffee shops. And then the second we got in the car, that was a next level car talk. Let me tell
we
you.
We blared the music, like, loudest we've ever done, just screamed. And then, and then when we got home, like, that was a really, like, long talk, too.
Yeah, it was. Because the thing, and I just, like, when we got in the car, like, we blast our music and we, like, scream at each other, but at the same time, we're not even, like, talking to each other. We're basically talking to, hear each other. We're, like, talking to ourselves, but we also know what we're saying because we're on that level. Like, we're on the same wavelength. So we, like, talk to ourselves, but we know what we're saying.
Exactly. It's all about the vibes, man.
Yeah. So good.
Crazy. Yeah. Man, I miss the well, man.
I know. Ugh, come on, Corona.
About to, like, start sobbing. Okay. I definitely missed something, and I'm kind of upset. Hold on.
Yeah, guys, you have to bear with us because we did have the whole thing, but we had the recording before, and now we're trying to remember everything we talked about. No, we just talked about Okay, this is important to talk about, I think, because we did talk about this a lot. Just how, like, our friendship is on a, like, very deep level that, like, I just would wish upon everyone.
Oh, yeah. Like, I forget how I worded it. It was so good. Like, okay, so, okay. Wait, did I say the fluff thing?
Yeah, you did. You did.
I said this one? Okay, okay. Well, anyway, I'm just saying, for, like, our friendship, I feel like we're, like, on a level where, like, some friendships are, like, oh, my gosh. Like, okay, if you think of, like, a line with two dots at the end, never mind. I don't even know what I'm going to say. I tried.
Okay. Basically, in our last recording that we tried to do, we talked a lot about how, like, what did we talk about? We have to say, we can't just be like, never mind, bye guys. Like, we can't do that.
I'm so mad. The last one was so good.
What the heck? Come on.
I know, man.
It's not even in our notes. Why didn't we put it in our notes?
I know.
Come on.
I don't know.
We need to get it together. Sorry, guys.
We did.
So.
I'm like.
Our friendship is. We already talked about it in this episode, but we had more to say in the last one.
I know.
I'm so upset.
I like, there's just, like. I just said like 50 times. There you go. 51 now. I don't know, honestly.
Okay, we'll make another episode about our friendship. We will make a whole episode about friendship and what we think and what just we think that you should have in a friend. Like, not saying like everyone should copy ours, but I think we'll talk about it based on our experience, like what we think.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be a good one.
Based on our experience and our experience with like other friendship problems and just the new dynamic of ours, like we'll hopefully give some insight on that. That will be an episode since we
like,
can't do it now.
Me and Emily's friendship is like lifelong. And I feel like you know it. Like, you might have like a friend that you've known for so long, but then like, I don't know. I feel like it's like kind of like when you know someone is the one, like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna marry this person, but instead it's like, oh my gosh, this person could be my best friend, the aunt of my child, or like the aunt uncle of my child. Yeah, like
exactly. That is it.
Like, we're gonna go to Thanksgiving dinner together, Christmas together. Just like, you can envision yourself with them forever. Like, I can see myself dying with Emily.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that is how, like, it's insane.
Yeah, I agree. 100%. Yeah.
Like, she goes, I go.
Oh, yeah. Like, just so you know, you better take us at the
You take Emily, God, take me with you.
Yeah, same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. That's how our friendship is.
Yeah.
I said, like, bringing it back, like, it never would have grown if it were not for that first argument. So I do think that, like, things like that are important. Like, I feel like, especially at this age, like, when people are in high school, they're like, I just don't feel like dealing with this argument. Whatever. And, like, they just end it. There are so, like, no. Like, work through it.
No, yeah, you definitely have to.
Or at least try. Because then you know. I feel like you know if it's worth building from after that.
True.
And for us, it just was.
Yeah.
And here we are. And now we can finish each other's sentences.
Exactly. Like, honestly, if you, like, told me, like, and, like, God was like, yo, Livia, you and Emily are going to be such amazing friends, and it's going to be, like whole new level, like nothing like you've had before, I'd be like, bruh, you are wrong. And I would not believe him, even though he's God, and you know, but that's just like, you know what I mean. But I would not like think that, not to like, not saying like I wouldn't think that we wouldn't be good friends, but I didn't think we would be like,
no, like you're saying ever. Like, if he would have told you that like a few months ago, you mean?
No, not months ago. Well, like last year.
Well, that's what I meant. Sorry. Yeah. I have bad sense of time. Sometimes I forget that it's March by now. I think it's like still like January.
This is like 3 years now.
No, no, it's not.
I think it was like, it's 2 years.
Yeah, it's 2 years. Well, okay. Sorry. I have a really bad perception of time.
Get it right.
I really do. No, you know that. It's so bad.
Yeah. It's really bad.
Sorry, it's kind of funny though. But yeah, okay. So yeah, if he would have said that, I agree. Actually, like, if he would have said that a few years ago, I would have been like, okay, because like, we just didn't. Mm-hmm. I think with where we both were in life a few years ago, it wouldn't have worked. Like, I'm telling you, the right people come in and out at the right time.
Yes. Like, also, I feel like Emily and I, this is also going to be, oh, bro, I just had a great idea. Okay, so I already knew this was going to be a topic, but you know how we always say, like a relationship because of Cali. Bro, shout out to Cali and Pineapple Culture, Dave and Cali. Like, that's a good podcast. You guys got to check them out. But anyway, so Cali, right? Love her. I wish I was Cali, but I'm not. So it's okay. I'm not upset. But she told us this one time, yo, okay, when me, Julie, Gray, Cali, and Emily, we were sitting down after youth talking, and we were talking about all this stuff, and Cali was like, yeah, like a relationship with God, like it's based on God, is like the best kind of relationship, because you guys, like, it's just, I don't know how to explain it, you know what I mean, Emily? Yeah, you probably could explain it better than me, but I feel like that is also what, like, our friendship is built on God's love and everything. Yeah. Like
the reason we first loved each other, like, when I brought her to that retreat that we mentioned in the beginning, like, it was more out of a place of, like, I know that she believes in him, and, like, I just want to show her God's love. Like, that was the whole purpose. And that's, like, where our friendship was built from.
Yes. There's so, okay, I am dying. There's so many things flowing in my brain right now that I want to, we have to make episodes about this. Like, I'm about to, like, start making episodes, like,
tonight.
Every hour.
We make so the first 50 episodes tonight.
Yeah, we should.
Callie just texted me. All right.
Yo, see?
We're telling her about this podcast. Crazy. Callie, you just texted me.
Yeah, she has to go listen to it, like, right now. When we visit.
Yeah. Oh, this is so exciting. Well, get excited, because this podcast is going to be so good, and we're going to have so much to talk about, so many different ideas. Yes. We're going to talk about God, we're going to talk about friendships, music. Yeah.
This was a really good basis.
Yeah, it was.
Like, because I really think it really got our, you know, brain juice flowing.
Yeah,
because
last night we were stuck. It was like writer's block, but for a podcast. Yeah. Like, that's what it was.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Also, honestly, since we had to write scripts for ourselves, that did not help.
Yeah, which was ridiculous. And then I can't do it.
Okay. No, but this is good. And I think, hopefully, I would assume that most people listening are going to be our friends, at least in the beginning. But hopefully, for people who aren't, like, as close to us, at least got to see a little bit into our minds and how they work. And I'm sorry we're all over the place. But this was a good episode to kind of get you to understand who we are.
This was a good episode. I'm really proud of this one. Because I didn't say, like, certain things in this was good. This one. Yeah, that's good.
You understand why it's called Car Talks and Coffee Shops, because that's important. That was the point.
Like, yes. Cool beans. All right, well.
So,
are you good?
Okay. All
right, I'm good. I feel like we hit everything, but, like, different level, though.
All right, episode one is done. Actually done.
Yeah. All right, goodbye. I'm all right, out,
bye.
Bye.